Hello, everybody. Welcome to Madhusudan Subedi Tech Weekly.
In another blow to Mark Zuckerberg's metaverse dreams, Meta's Reality Labs division has now lost over $60 billion since 2020. The unit responsible for Meta's virtual reality headsets and augmented reality glasses posted a staggering $4.2 billion operating loss in quarter 1 2025 alone. Wall Street has increasingly questioned Meta's massive investments in the metaverse, which Zuckerberg claims could take years to become a viable business. With new tariffs potentially driving up devices cost and recent layoffs in the Oculus Studio unit, the future of Meta's metaverse ambition appears increasingly uncertain. The staggering losses at Reality Labs serve as a cautionary tale for tech giants chasing the next big thing. While Zuckerberg remains committed to building the next computing platform, investors are growing impatient with the lack of tangible returns. As the tech industry faces broader economic headwinds, Meta's inability to turn its metaverse vision into a profitable reality could serve as a wake-up call for other companies tempted to bet the farm on unproven futuristic concepts. In a move that is sure to delight privacy-conscious users, WhatsApp has unveiled a new private processing feature that lets you harness the power of AI without compromising your data. Instead of processing sensitive info on your device, the app will securely offload tasks like message summarization to anonymous encrypted servers. We know people want the latest AI tools, but they also want to keep their chats private, said WhatsApp spokesperson Alex Chen. Private processing gives you the best of both worlds, advanced features with airtight security. The opt-in system uses cutting-edge encryption to ensure your messages stay between you and your contacts, not WhatsApp servers. While there are always some risks with cloud processing, WhatsApp promised to be transparent about the technology and let users audit the code. Looks like the future of messaging is both smart and secure. Uber completes massive migration to Kubernetes. In a major technical milestone, Uber has successfully migrated its entire compute platform from Apache Mesos to Kubernetes. This multi-year effort involved in overcoming significant challenges around scale, integration, and automation to move over 3 million compute cores to the industry-standard container orchestration platform. Uber's container platform team had to build custom components like artifact retrieval, gradual scaling, and faster deployments to support the company's unique needs at massive scale. With the migration now complete, Uber plans to coverage all its cluster management technologies onto Kubernetes, further simplifying the operations. In a major engineering feat, the team at Discord has unveiled a groundbreaking new system for indexing trillions of messages. By deploying Elasticsearch on Kubernetes and implementing a multi-cluster scale architecture, Discord can now index double the messages with significantly faster query times. The new system also introduces exciting new search capabilities, including the ability to search across all of users' direct messages. Additionally, Discord has developed a solution to handle big freaking guilds with billions of messages, using dedicated Elasticsearch clusters with multiple SARs. This innovative approach ensures seamless search performance even for the largest communities on the platform. Discord's engineering prowess continues to push the boundaries of what's possible in real-time communication and collaboration. Tech CEOs are at it again, this time demanding that all would be AI first. Shopify's Toby Lotke kicked off the trend, declaring that we will add AI usage questionnaire to our performance and peer review questionnaire. Other CEOs like Duolingo's Lush Bon An have followed suit, insisting that AI use will be part of what we evaluate in performance reviews. But as writer Anil Das points out, this seems like more posturing than practical strategy. He argues that while AI can be helpful for those who are not experts, great workers don't necessarily need AI to excel. These CEOs may just be trying to signal their tech savviness to each other rather than actually empowering their employees. As Das puts it, if you think your workers and colleagues are too stupid to recognize good tools that will help them do their jobs better, then you are a bad leader and you should step down. Looks like the latest tech trend is more about ego than productivity.
Bye bye from Madhusudan Subedi Tech Weekly. See you next week.